We're going to study from this Chas Emes, Chukas, the year Tav Resh Mem Ches, and if we have time, we'll go back to a piece in Tav Resh Mem Zayin. So it's on page 214, and the year Tav Resh Mem Ches. One of the least understood psukim of Torah, Shiras HaBe'er, a Be'er of mine that was with us throughout the Midbar, and Bnei Yisrael sing the praise of that Be'er just months before they're arriving into Eretz Yisrael. Why not earlier? What is it that they now come to appreciate? So, in Rashi's understanding, they're not only singing about the Be'er, but they're also singing about all of the miracles that they've experienced, and most recently they experienced the miracle of being saved when, as the Be'er proves, the Be'er brought up bloody parts and blood of their enemies that had been crushed between the mountains as they passed through the Nachale Arnon, and their enemies tried to attack them in the Kodesh Baruch Hu without us even knowing. Crushed these enemies between the stones on two sides that came together and crushed them, and then this Be'er of Mayim carried their remains out for us to see. And then we realized what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done for us, and so we sing about this Be'er. But this Be'er, of course, means so much more. Let's begin the piece, Tav Resh Mem Ches, B'inyan Hashira, Ali Be'er Enu Lo. They sang, come up Be'er, come up wellspring of water. Chazal Darshu, Chazal V'dayresh, the words that came right before the Shiras HaBe'er, where the Torah says, Al Kain Ye'amar B'sefer Mukhamois Hashem. For what this Be'er is all about, and because of what we experienced at that Nachal Arnon, where we were encamped, Me'ever Arnon, as the Pasuk says, Al Kain Ye'amar B'sefer Mukhamois Hashem. In the Sefer Mulchamos Hashem that records the Mulchamos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waged for us, Es Bohev Bistufo Ves Hanacholim Arnon. So in Rashi's explanation, Bohev Bistufo means the miracles of Yamsuf, and then the miracles of the waters of Nachal Arnon. Chazal HaDeirish, that when we have a Mulchamos Hashem, what a Mulchamos Hashem, like we talked about last week, Machlekes L'shem Shemayim, Hillel and Shammai, Tamid HaChachamim, who are misbakim, or arguing one with the other, and they're arguing, voices are raised, passions run high, and they disagree vehemently with each other. How can you not understand this? Taisus, that's not what Taisus is saying, and they argue and they argue, and they're literally fighting, in the words of Chazal, that they seem to be oyevim, their enemies. They disagree so passionately. But then, as they clarify the matter, they become oyhavim. They become, and they show the love that's grown between them because of this argument of Torah. And that's the meaning of vahev basufa. That there is ahava, vahev from the word ahava, basufa. That in the end, they actually are growing and promoting great love, not only of Torah, but of each other because of and through Torah. Now the Sfas Emes is going to expand on this and say it's not only the Mulchamos in arguments about a Torah, Sugya, Akasha, a Teres, what's the right way, what's the wrong way, but Jewish life and the challenges of Jewish life and the challenges we each experience. Ki b'kol Mulchamos Hashem Sheha'adam Leichem im Hasitra Achro L'shem Shemayim. All of the challenges that we face, and when we meet up with those challenges, and when we succeed, because we face those challenges, and we say, L'shem Shemayim, I have to make sure to make the right decision in so many areas of our lives. Then when we do so, Zocha Achakach L'menucha. So the Vahev Basufa, the sense of having love surrounding us, and the sense of peace, it's not only for the Talmidei Chachamim who have this tremendous argument in learning, but it's also for every Yid who has an argument within himself or herself. How should I be living? What should I be doing? What should I not be doing? And how do I rise up against the terrible temptation And I don't want it to overwhelm me. And there's great tumult in personal life, therefore. And there's great amount of dissonance as opposed to a sense of harmony and of peace within a person's mind, within a person's psyche. And when in the end we know, we've done the right thing. How many times does it happen that we have something, maybe a masa umatum, something in business, and we feel that we're right and that someone owes us and that the wrong thing is being done, and how do we approach it? Or maybe we settle on something that's not 100% of every agura out of 100, but we take a little less and we say, maybe that's what's really right or fair. And how about times when we're learning and we want to learn, but there's something that comes up that pulls us away from the Gemara, and we have to convince ourselves, no, that I want to learn now. And even though there's something that is very enticing, and it's something that we can even convince ourselves that it's really not Bittul Torah, and we can rationalize it away, how good do we feel when we sit down instead, and we learn, and we accomplish? And that's why it's truly deserved when people, maybe it's just a siyum made on Masechta Bava Metzia, when people come to the end of a Masechta and they make a siyum, it's because they're working hard, and working hard to make sure that they work hard, as opposed to being distracted and pulled away. In a world, a modern world, that is full of endless distractions. So yeah, but there's a great feeling. And there's a sense of menucha. And he means not only the menucha of Olam Haba, but the sense of menucha, the sense of peace that we have internally because we've done the right thing and we've accomplished. Now he says, v'hu inyan menuchas ha-shabbos. That's also the meaning of Shabbos. That's the menucha of Shabbos, achar yimei ha-ma'aseh. Because during the week is so hard, there's so much that we have to do. And in Ma'aseh Bereishis, we understand that everything was unsettled. Everything was in a state of flux, while still being created and still being formed. And Chazal tell us that nothing was in its completion until Shabbos, because things were beginning to form and then emerged only partially until finally on Yom HaShishi, Vayikul Hashemayim Va'aretz. That's when everything, beginning with what was created, days 1 through 5, days 6, everything finally came to completion, but until there was that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew should be the limit to each thing. It should only be in this way. It should grow to that size. It should have this color. It should have this nature. And it needs to work together with so many other parts of creation, one part helping the other. Everybody knows, everybody's seen this, how you could look at one square meter of a garden and see the Bashefer and see the miracles that are taking place in the nature of just how one square meter of a garden lives and thrives. But it all has to come to completion and complete balance, and that comes with Shabbos. Until then, this state of disharmony is like a milchama. And then, of course, there's everything else that we have to live with during the week. All the challenges that come with all the work of the week. The sense of striving or struggling. So when it comes to Shabbos, that milchama of the first 6 days comes to an end. So he says, "Hu inyan menuchas haShabbos, achar yemei hamasa, shehem bechinas avoda umilchama." Days of the week are work, hard work, and even battle. Levarer ha'emes, to bring out the truth, and to bring out the value in all things. Mitaruvay sa sitra achra, where the sitra achra says, let's corrupt everything. Let's abuse and misuse everything in the created world, and everything in your environment. But the Yid is supposed to say, let me take everything that I do, my work, everything that I touch, I have to lift it up. I have to cause its supreme value to emerge and to be revealed. And Shabbos, we finally can say, we've succeeded. And we, so to speak, gather in this harvest of all the meisim, of all the accomplishments of the week. Ubishabbos, ahava b'seifa. Shabbos is in that category of es behave, not v'ex, es behave. Besufa. V'chein hoya b'mitzrayim. Now he says a fascinating thing. He says that it's not only a milchama of the Talmidei Chachamim, and not only a milchama for every individual in our own lives. We have so much that we have to do battle against. We have so much that we have to make sure to be fighting against and then succeeding against the Sitra Achra in our own lives. But as a nation, what was it that we experienced in Mitzrayim, such adversity? But we stood up to the Mitzrayim and we said, we're not going to be like you, we're not going to become like you. And suffered as a result. But that was all, he says, Mitzrayim was Milchemes Hashem Hachono L'Kabbalas HaTorah. That was preparation for receiving Torah. K'd'isa b'medrash n'shemais. There are three matanas. Gimel matanas toivis nasan ha-kesh baruch hu l'vnei Yisrael. V'chulam al yidei yisugim. Three great presents, three great gifts, and all with pain in order to receive them. Kabbalah Satayr, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. And now, the pshat in the pasuk says, the Sfas HaEmes is, that which we accomplished at Matan Torah, that which we accomplished by being able to be pure and ready to rush into the Midbar and follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's because of what we became in Mitzrayim, even though we had suffered, but it had formed us into a certain kind of people. He says, V'yisurei HaMidbar Hayu Hachana L'Eretz Yisrael. The painfulness of Mitzrayim is Hachana for Matan Torah, and the suffering and the challenges in the desert, Hachana for Eretz Yisrael. V'niskayim Ahava B'sofa B'zu Hashira. The Shiras HaBe'er now is understood to be how Klal Yisrael looks back on these 40 years and says, ah, we've had some tough times. We've had some challenges in this Midbar. But it's caused us to be ready to take on being a people in Eretz Yisrael. K'moy she'hoisa HaShira B'kriyas Yamsuf Achar Golos Mitzrayim. So Shiras Hayam was a way of saying, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just for the miracles. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the fact that we went through so much and with your help have arrived on the other side of this Yam Suf and are ready to march on to Har Sinai for Kabbalah HaTorah. And now, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they say at Shiras HaBe'er, because now we're ready to march on into Eretz Yisrael. Yes, we had so many challenges. And they included times when we did not have water. And we were challenged by that. And we challenged Moshe because of it. But here we are. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just for the miracles, but thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for seeing us through the challenges that have created out of us a people who, in spite of the Yisurim, or maybe because of the Yisurim, are now going to be able to inherit Eretz Yisrael. Next step. V'shiras hayam hoisa hachono l'teira shebichsav. Furthermore, he says, Shiras hayam was how we were prepared for teira shebichsav, matan teira at Har Sinai. B'chinas Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom, teira v'lachem min hashamayim. He gave us teira, he brought us lachem min hashamayim. V'shiras zu, this shira, hachono l'teira shebaltah, shenikreis be'er. V'hi b'chinas ha-teira shenimtza b'tachtayim. That's not the shira for the Torah that came from Shemayim. It's the Shira of the Torah that's deep, deep inside where? Not only on this earth, deep inside of us. In the Tachtonim here, he means you have to dig it out of yourself. Sai, the knowledge of Torah, Sai, the understanding, the appreciation, and then the Ishiyut, the personality, to become one with the Torah. The Torah is a bear, it's a wellspring. You have to be ready to draw up and work to draw up its waters. Now we understand why Chazal look at these psukim and say it's all about the Torah. Esvahev Besufa is talking about Muhammad Hashem in Torah. And as the Sassanis is going to explain, that's why this Be'er is described with both Moshe Rabbeinu's role and the people and their work, our work, in driving these waters up out of the ground, meaning finding the wellsprings of Torah, discovering them, and drawing them up into our lives. The Be'er Chafaruha Sarim, Karuha Nedibei Ha'am. Those are the leadership. That's the leaders of Klal Yisrael. But then it says, B'mechoykeik, B'mish'an Noisam. B'mish'an Noisam, means with what you lean on. It's a mishkan. It's something that you depend upon. And based on the teaching of the Chiddush Yerim, his grandfather, mishkan means, as we say in Adamim, mishkan u'miftach latzadikim, mishkan means emuna. Emuna. And the Sasemis is now going to say that what we are celebrating in the Be'er is not only the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us and showed us and taught us, but because, as he says, we're now talking about Torah Shebal Peh. Moshe gave us Torah Shebachsav. He also gave us the explanations. He gave us also the guide, the Yud Gimel Midrash, for the Midrashes for him. But ultimately, how are we going to have a Kenyan Torah? Hard work. And that's what we're celebrating. Thank you for the Be'er, which is the real source of our life. The wellspring of Torah that you've given us. So let's continue. On the bottom line, Chiyesh Torah Shezoich and Lahamshech Min HaShemayim. There's Torah which we were Zochet to, we drew it from heaven. What's that? Torah Shebichsav. Top of the next column. V'yesh Shezochen Limtzo Torah Hagnuza Lemata. And then, we also, if we work hard, we earn the Torah here on earth, not the Torah Shebichsav, the Torah Shebal Peh. If you work on it and you come to understand the Pasuk in Chumash, understand the Medrash, understand the Gemara. V'zeh Chafiras HaBe'er, that is the work of digging these wells and bringing up the wellspring of Torah into our lives, al yedei yegia, by work, u'melchama. In Masej Acham, as you said before, it's not just about knowing Torah, it's about making it a real part of who I am, internalizing it, and making myself one with the Torah, that it should become what I am. And that takes work, because there's so many other things that want to be, and take a place, and take up too much place, not only in my time, but in my being. U'b'sayfeksiv, Ali V'er, come up V'er. Now this doesn't just mean water, it's Torah. That I want so much and I'm going to work hard that the wellspring of Torah truth should come into my life. People are saying this because they realize there's something great inside us. Something great that's vested in us, something that's promising, that's available to us. So the Bnei Yisrael, as they are about to go into Eretz Yisrael, they're about to become now the people of a Torah that's Torah Shebal Peh. The era of Torah Shebichsav is coming to a close. And the era of Torah Shebal Peh is just open. And we say, Ali Ve'er, come up Ve'er. Please, I'm going to work hard. I'm going to make every effort. I'm going to make sure that this is how I spend my time, my energy. I'm going to dig deep into Torah and into my life and bring the two together. As they began to recognize this Kedusha HaGenuza, they said, I want it. We want it so much. So it's about wanting Eretz Yisrael, and it's a Shira about achieving the ability to have Eretz Yisrael, and it's a Shira about the new era and the Torah Shebal Peh of the new era. V'yesh l'chol b'nei Yisrael. Everybody in Klal Yisrael has a chelik, the Be'er Zoh. Everybody has a chelik in this Be'er. Kimo Shekosov, as it says, yes, Chafaruha Sarib, Karuha Nedive Ha'am, which means not only Moshe Rabbeinu, but Nedive Ha'am, anybody who's dedicated and devoted to it. But then it says, B'mechaykeik, B'mesha'am Yisrael, which means with a stick, a mechaykeik that draws, even that chisels, a chakika. So, of course, literally we know that they used to take a stick and draw a line, and the waters of the Be'er would follow that line to each shevet and to each part of each shevet. B'mish anoysam, with their canes, with their sticks, says the Sasemus. B'mish anoysam hu dayreis hashfolim. Mishan means people with emuna, not necessarily much learning, but real emuna shleima. Hu adayreis hashfolim. Those are the simplest. Let's call them, as he says, the lower generations, not the most holy, or those closest to the Rishonim and the Achronim, or to the Tanoim and the Amoraim, Kal Vachomer. K'di'isa b'gemara, bo Chavakuk mehemidon alachas. What did Chavakuk say? What's the most important principle of Jewish life, of Torah? V'tzadik be'emunasoi yichya, says Chava. That if we have emuna, and if we believe this Torah life, this Jewish life of mine, this is what's important. This is the only important part of my life. This is the essence of my being. Then that person is going to make the correct decisions, and the challenges that he mentioned earlier, that Sitra challenges will be successfully met, because he has the Mishan, that Emuna, and he draws up from the Be'er as much as he can or she can, because that Emuna is going to draw up from the Be'er what will attach to this person's heart and become a part of this person. Even if this person's not blessed with having been in the yeshiva his whole life, and not blessed with the greatest mind, he's not an Ilui, but this is what the person cares about and is dedicated to and depends upon. Mishon means that you lean on it. You lean on it. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Mishon, Umivtah, so then for those tzaddikim, they're going to accomplish bringing up the wellspring from this Be'er. Let's turn, we have another minute or two, and we'll turn to the reverse side on page 213, bottom right hand side, in Tuf Resh Mem Zayin. Adonai Meiri B'Zik Mizal, the Chiddush Yerim said, the Mechaikik B'Mishan Reisam, he says, Kilifi Habitachan Shebnei Yisrael Boitchin B'Torah. If you believe in Torah and trust, this is what the Torah says I need to be, this is what the Torah says I have to do. Kach Oysa Chakiko B'Lvavam. Beautiful. Chakika means it makes a mark. It etches itself into your hearts. B'mechaykek b'mishanois, says the Chiddush Yerim. If you work hard, then the Torah becomes a part of you. It's truly, you know, charus al-libecha, like Chazal Adairish. That's called charus because luchas abris, a charus on the heart of a human being, of a great yid. It depends on how deeply you take it in, and how deeply you want that etched into your being, into your neshama. If you work hard, then b'mechaykek, you etch it b'mishanoisam, with mishan, with tremendous emunah and trust in the Torah and in Hashem, and it becomes a chakika, becomes something deeply, deeply, deeply a part of who we are. Etz chayimim b'chazikim b'ah, he says. And Chazal HaDeirish, yeah. When somebody has to save his life by holding on to a lifeline, how hard does he hold on? Depending upon how much he realizes, my life depends on this. I don't otherwise really know how to swim that well. And I would imagine that hundreds of pounds of pressure suddenly in the grip of this person, he's got that lifeline and he's not letting go. That's what Eitz Chaimim Machazikim Bo means. Kach Noisin HaChaim. That's how a Kodesh Baruch gives you the life of Torah. To the extent that you realize you're dependent upon it, that's how hard you work to hold on to it. That's how deeply the Torah will become a part of you. That's how saved will be on the day of the Torah. And so, B'Mishan Noisam, says Sfasemes, like his Zayda, the Chiddush Yerim said, means that it's not only Chafaru Asarim from Moshe Rabbeinu who gave us the ability, or Miriam is supposed to gave us the Be'er. Torah Shebichzav, Moshe Rabbeinu gave us. Torah Shebalpeh is ours. And it's that wellspring of Torah for us to mine treasures, for us to dig deep, and to do so with mishon, with reliance and dependence, and know this is what we have to do. This is what our lives depend upon. And then it will become chukuk. It will be well etched into our being. It will be really a true part of us as people of Torah.